Ask, and it will be given to you. Matthew 7:7. Do you have a problem praying? Christ told two parables to teach saints we always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke 18:1. Praying should be as easy for saints as flying for birds and swimming for fish. The spiritual realm is our atmosphere, the medium in which we live. Our normal state should be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, Romans 12:12. We should always speak to God earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, Colossians 4:2. There's a good reason you might not want to involve God in your moment-by-moment consciousness. Perhaps you're more comfortable living apart from Him. Whether you like it or not, God sees through your eyes and hears through your ears and thinks and feels your thoughts and feelings. If that's shocking to you, it's no wonder you don't want to allow Him into your secret world. The Apostle James called people who don't want to be transparent with God double-minded, entertaining thoughts and feelings that amount to spiritual adultery. But James has a solution. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. James 4:8-10. Then, by the grace of God, take charge of your thoughts and feelings, and be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7.